to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and today is Tuesday, the 28th of March, 2006. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that, of course, is Central Time down here in Central Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We're in Round Rock, Texas, and in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. A lot of history down here, folks. A ton of stuff. But I did find a Round Rock a couple of years ago. I did find that. At any rate, on today's program, I have Dr. Betty Martini. And we'll be brought up to speed on the aspartame issue. One thing that I have been interested in is what has happened to this lawsuit in California over aspartame. And, of course, I did some searching on the web. And there is the Aspartame Information Center, and it's copyrighted by Calorie Control Council, and it's on aspartame.org, and they're just saying that, well, all of this stuff, the Parkinson's disease, the brain tumors, the headaches, the weight gain, the blood sugar going out of whack, allergic reactions, epilepsy, vision, well, there's just nothing to that. Alzheimer's, it doesn't bother people with Alzheimer's. It just probably gives it to them. Lupus, same thing. No. There's no information, no studies, no indication whatsoever that this sweetener, 200 times more sweet than sugar, causes any health problems at all. Now, they say they've documented it very carefully, and they've used their laboratory rats, feeding them the equivalent of 200 cans of soda per day for the lifetime of a normal adult, whatever that is. However you equate rats to dog. I mean, what's a rat's life? Is that 6-7 years translated into dog years? At any rate, we'll get into all of that with Dr. Betty Martini on the subject of aspartame. And I'm just blown away. You know, here we have a substance that turns into some type of alcohol in your system. Some people call it other things, but we'll get the full skinny from Betty Martini on this deal. And another program note, coming up Wednesday, Dr. Karen R. Ephraim, she's a medical doctor from EdWatch, the health screening in school children. You know, the state looks at those children, you know, once you round them up in that corral called the public school system, that basically that they're their property and they can do what they want. So we'll find out what Dr. Karen R. Ephraim has to say. And on Friday, we have Terry Anderson with one of our affiliates out there in a Los Angeles station. And we'll be talking about what has been played on the press all week. That's right, the invaders in America. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I want to read this Aspartame Information Center, copyrighted by Calorie Control Council. Before I bring Betty up, this will probably stoke the fires up because there's a lot that's in here that I know she can pick apart. So here it is. They say that the overwhelming body of scientific evidence clearly demonstrates that aspartame, even in the amounts many times what people typically consume, is safe and is not associated with adverse health effects, period. However, over the years, some consumers have reported symptoms which they believed were associated with aspartame. The FDA has investigated these allegations and concluded there is no reasonable evidence of possible public health harm and no consistent or unique patterns of symptoms reported with respect to aspartame that can casually be linked to its use. In 1984, the Centers for Disease Control, I'll get that out, CDC, reviewed 517 of these anecdotal reports and stated the majority of frequently recorded symptoms were mild and are symptoms that are common in the general populace, and that focused clinical studies would be the best way to evaluate these complaints. So in other words, they don't exist because they haven't had a study that is focused enough for them in a clinical situation, or so they claim. As a result, numerous scientific studies focused on the allegations were conducted by expert researchers at major academic institutions. The results of these studies overwhelmingly demonstrated that aspartame is not associated with adverse health effects, including headaches, seizures, changes in mood, cognition or behavior, or allergic reactions. Despite the overwhelming documentation of aspartame's safety, unfounded allegations that aspartame is associated with a myriad of ailments, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, lupus, have continued to be spread via the Internet and the media by a few individuals who have not documented scientific or medical expertise. Recently, several governments and expert scientific communities, including the Scientific Committee on Food and, Scientific Committee on the Food of the European Commission, the United Kingdom's Food Standards Agency, the French Food Safety Agency, and Health Canada carefully evaluated the Internet allegations and found them to be false, reconfirming the safety of aspartame. In addition, leading health authorities such as Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, the National Parkinson's Foundation, Inc., the Alzheimer's Association, and the Lupus Foundation of America have reviewed the claims on the Internet and also concluded that they are false. So, Betty Martini, doctor, they're saying we have no worries.
John, you just made my day.
I knew I would.
Actually, those things are so easy to answer. And you were quoting, I think, my nemesis, the Calorie Control Council.
Yes.
They are absolutely, actually, they're registered to the aspartame page.
Well,
manufacturer. They're their front group.
Well, I figured as much.
Well, let me explain. First of all, there is a movie out on aspartame now called Sweet Misery, A Poison World, that you can get on Amazon.com. Now, in this, I'm in the movie, and they're asking me about that very point that CDC says this is just all there were mild reactions. And I wrote the CDC. That's when Thatcher headed the CDC before he became Surgeon General. And I said, let me tell you, you got 30 days to take this phony summary off the investigation, or I'm going to put the whole 146-page investigation on web and let the whole world see what the CDC did. And I said, secondly, I said, what your investigation showed was seizures, cardiac arrest, mood alteration, liver problems, and death. And I said, for the life of me, I've never seen a case of mild death. So anyway, they didn't and I did. So if anybody wants to read the damning Center for Disease Control investigation, it's on www.dorway.com. And what it actually says is that they were very concerned and that more neurological studies need to be done. Now, let me get to the European, the EU, because that's very interesting. I lectured in England and Scotland in the UK in year 2000. And they didn't know I was coming, the aspartame manufacturers, and it got in all the mainstream newspapers. And I went from city to city and lectured, and a good deal of England and Scotland found out about it. You know, if you have that in a newspaper that's read by 4 million people, the word gets around. So if you went to Ajinomoto's website, they would say, they have all nasty things to say about me since I exposed them, but they said, here, Martini came to England, and because of that, the EU had to do an investigation. But you have to understand that any time the government says we have to do an investigation, what they're saying is, gee, everybody found out about this. We've got to say we're doing an investigation to allay the fears of the public and tell everybody everything is fine. And I knew they were going to do this, so I came back to England a couple of years later for a new lecture tour. But this time, the aspartame manufacturers knew I was coming. When I got off the plane, they didn't ask me my name. They said, please come with me. They took my suitcases and confiscated everything on aspartame, locked me up for 3.5 hours, and then said, if we allow you in England, how many people are going to find out about the dangers of aspartame? And how many people are going to be at these lectures? And I told him, you know, we're going to get the information to everybody here that we see, and you're between a rock and a hard place, because if you send me back to America, I'm going to be front page news in Europe. So you don't stand a chance. So they let me into England, and then I flew to Brussels, and I knew that the European Union was going to say everything was just fine, and I had an appointment with them, bringing them the Board of Inquiry report showing that the FDA revoked the petition for approval, and all the damning independent studies. And I knew what they were going to do, but they didn't know I was wired by a documentarian that was there in France. So they put out this investigation and said everything's fine, and they eliminated all the damning research. So if you go to www.wnho.net, click on aspartame, you can read the rebuttal to the European Union. And to bring you up to date, since the Ramazzini study in Italy showing aspartame to be a multipotential carcinogen, a member in Parliament, a fellow by the name of Roger Williams, has now called for a ban in the UK. And to make matters worse, another study comes along in Greece showing that it causes neurological problems and memory loss, bottom line, Alzheimer's. And then there was another study that we just got about a week ago, which was in Liverpool, and it reported that when mouse nerve cells were exposed to MSG, brilliant blue, aspartame, and yellow in laboratory conditions, combined in concentrations that theoretically reflect the compound that enters the bloodstream after a typical children's snack and drink, the additive stopped the nerve cells growing and interfered with proper signaling systems. Now, all of these are all new studies. And what Dr. Walton did back in 1996 when he was on 60 Minutes is that he showed that 92% of all independent studies show these terrible problems. When they are saying, oh, this is the most thoroughly tested additive, it's not exactly right, except for the fact that they did a lot of studies because they couldn't keep the rats alive and the monkeys were having seizures. And that's why they wanted to indict the company. And in the movie, James Turner in Washington, D.C., who tried to prevent the approval of aspartame with Dr. Oney, tells how it happened that Don Rumsfeld was CEO of Searle, and he said, I'm going to call in my markers and get aspartame approved, because they would not allow approval. And the only reason they weren't indicted was that both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team and the statute of limitations expired. So the day after Reagan took office and Rumsfeld was on his transition team, Reagan appointed somebody to approve aspartame, but he was afraid it would take 30 days to get him to the FDA. So what happened was that he actually wrote an executive order making the current FDA commissioner powerless to do anything about aspartame until Hayes got there. Then he overruled the Board of Inquiry, went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer at $1,000 a day on a 10-year contract, and has refused to talk to the press ever since. And that's how we got a deadly chemical poison on the market. And all those studies that they talk about, you know, most thoroughly tested additive, those studies were the basis for an indictment of fraud. And what they were doing was, for instance, it breaks down to something called diketokiperazine, which is a brain tumor agent. And so the rats would develop brain tumors, and they would excise the tumors, put the rats back in the study, and then when the rats died, they'd resurrect them on paper. And the Bressler report, or FDA audit, is on www.dorway.com. Now, interestingly, I talked to Jerome Bressler a couple of years ago, as did Dr. H.J. Roberts and Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he says, Betty, if you think the Bressler report is bad about the shenanigans that they did, he said it was a lot worse when the FDA retyped my report. They left out 20%.
Okay, hold. Dr. Betty Martini, hang on a second as we go at a break here. We've only got a couple of seconds until break. Shaken but not stirred. That is Dr. Betty Martini. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Aspartame is marketed as a table sweetener. It's kind of strange, though, that when stored in liquids more than 30 degrees centigrade, it progressively converts into a bunch of nasty stuff, methanol, aspartic acid, and some other things I can't pronounce. I'm sure the good doctor here can pronounce them for me. But a little background on this. The aspartame sweetener was discovered as a novel sweetener in 1965. It was authorized to enter the market in the United States in 74, but the authorization was suspended a few months later on the grounds that the first studies had not properly evaluated if the aspartame sweetener could be toxic to the brain or cause brain cancers. Now, the new assessment of those studies and the examination of the new data led to a marketing authorization for solid food in 1981 and for soft drinks in 1983. The aspartame sweetener was finally authorized as a general sweetener in 1996. Up to now, the safety of aspartame sweetener has been assessed by a number of national and international organizations, and they give an ADI, or an acceptable daily intake here, of 40 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day, and this is what the International Committee of Experts came up with. Now, the debate, it keeps going on here on the risk of human health posed by the consumption of the aspartame. Notably on the internet, it was relaunched following an article published in 1996, which suggested there was a link between brain tumors and the aspartame sweetener. Now, Betty, the history about this, and you were starting talking about Donnie Rumsfeld. Wasn't it Donnie Rumsfeld that called in his markers to get this stuff approved?
Yes, and that's how he did it, by being on the transition team. And this is in the congressional record, and it's also in the UPI investigation, which is also on that doorway website with 1-0 in the door. Now, here's some background. The FDA themselves, who tried to have them indicted, after all this happened, there were three congressional hearings. And here's, and I'm going to read it to you, here is FDA toxicologist Dr. Adrian Gross talking to Congress, and he says, in view of all these indications that the cancer-causing potential of aspartame is a matter that had been established way beyond any reasonable doubt, one can ask, what is the reason for the apparent refusal by the FDA to invoke for this food additive the so-called Delaney Amendment to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act? Is it not clear beyond any shadow of a doubt that aspartame has caused brain tumors or brain cancer in animals? Now, the Delaney Amendment says if a product causes cancer in animals, it cannot be put in food. So then he goes on about this ADI that you're just mentioning. He says, given that this is so, and I cannot see any kind of tenable argument opposing the view that aspartame causes cancer, how would the FDA justify its position that it views a certain amount of aspartame, 50 milligrams per kilogram body weight, as constituting an ADI or allowable daily intake or safe level of it? Is that position not equivalent to setting a tolerance for this food additive and thus a violation of that law? And if the FDA itself elects to violate the law, who is left to protect the health of the public? Now, this is FDA's own toxicologist who was on site, who was addressing the Senate in 1985. And he's telling them it violates, the FDA has violated the law. So now here comes this impeccable three-year study by Dr. Siffredi, the Ramazzini study in Italy, and only the rats that were fed aspartame developed malignant brain tumors. But it also, aspartame caused leukemia, lymphoma, cancer of the cranial peripheral nerves, cancer of the kidneys, and they declared it in September to be a multi-potential carcinogen. So I sent a note back to the FDA saying, you know, this obligates you to recall aspartame. They've tried to repeal the Delaney Amendment for years, but James Turner, who tried to prevent approval, wrote a very long report we have that called Delaney Lives, and it is still intact today. And aspartame violated so many laws. First of all, the National Soft Drink Association, and this is in the congressional record, said that because that it violates the adulteration statutes. You know, the methyl ester immediately becomes methanol, and then it converts to formaldehyde and formic acid, and it breaks down at 86 degrees. So anything that decomposes is against the law. And then because it's adulterated, it violates all interstate commerce laws. And based on these laws, Stephen Fox in New Mexico tried to ban it. And, wow, you should have seen the lobbyist. But first he petitioned the Environmental Improvement Board to ban it based on the fact it's an adulterated drug. Then he petitioned the Board of Pharmacy. Then he wrote a bill for the legislature. And he has sent the movie Sweet Misery to heads of states all over the world and is asking the United Nations to set up a nutrition council to ban neurotoxins. So he doesn't stop. I don't know what he's going to do next. But in the meantime, we're trying to get it out of the schools. And I'm very happy today that as of this morning, a report says that all junk food is out of grammar schools and middle schools in Illinois. And we had sent them all our material as well. So we're now setting up booklets to go to every school in America, to all pediatrician and OBGY, and to at least save the children.
All right. We got to take the break here. We'll be back on the other side. And we will take your phone calls also at 800-313-9443. After the break, I wanted to get into the lawsuits about aspartame. We'll do that right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
If you punch into Dashbar or Google and punch in aspartame lawsuits, you will have a litany of information. The most recent, the original lawsuits were going after companies like Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Bayer Corporation, Dan & Company, William Wrigley Jr. Company, ConAgra Foods, and a list of others. And the most recent, were Pfizer and SlimFast. They were also added to that. And what is the status of these lawsuits? Now, most of these were filed back in 2004.
Betty, I believe they've been dismissed. Actually, they also filed a RICI, racketeering case, against the NutraSweet company and the American Diabetic Association, because aspartame precipitates diabetes and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy and even interacts with insulin. And they've known this for years. Dr. H.J. Roberts, who wrote the medical text, was a member for 35 years, and he finally got disgusted with them. But they have a lot of power, and they did get dismissed. But I will say that currently we are taking case histories on aspartame brain tumors in New York and New Jersey. And we get a few of those that are within the three-year statute of limitations. These attorneys there are ready to take them down.
Well, the problem I'm seeing here, as I drink my decaffeinated coffee with real sugar in it, we've got supposedly in this country we have an explosion of children with obesity. I just heard the other day that they're recommending that doctors, when seen by the pediatricians, check for high blood pressure as in 3-year-olds and up. Now, there's a lot of associated problems with a lot of the additives and things that children are eating, especially beef and dairy products, chicken products that have been beefed up, if you will, with growth hormones and the like. That's another thing that I do not do. My milk, I drink a small amount of milk. I'm not a milk guzzler like I used to be years ago. But it's got to be a holistic type of milk. It cannot be this laden, injected, hormone, antibiotic-created white stuff or butters even. So I use Horizon products. I won't even use the butter that's made out of these cows that have been injected with all this stuff. But we're seeing, Doctor, we're seeing a lot of children with obesity problems, diabetes, so on and so forth. What can these be attributed to? Can part of this be attributed to aspartame?
It is attributed to aspartame. First of all, I grew up at a time when, you know, I never saw students that were obese, maybe one or two that were a little overweight. All this happened when aspartame was approved. And as, you know, I was listening to your commercial about the Idaho Observer. It's the Idaho Observer who is now putting together a 24-page booklet to go to the schools, because here's what they're saying. They're saying, okay, we got to get junk food out of schools because we have this diabetes and this obesity problem. But they're making a mistake. They're thinking this is all due to sugar, and they're leaving the diet drinks in school, and this is the reason why we're doing this, and also getting them to OBGYN and to pediatricians who are putting this in pediatric medication. And we have asked all the world experts to write a letter and explain all of this. And one of the reports I got just recently was from Dr. Ralph Walton, who is a psychiatrist and who even did a study on aspartame. And after one person had a retinal detachment and went blind in one eye, and somebody else had conjunctival bleeding, and people in the depressed group said they were poisoned, it was stopped. And he wrote this. He says, although undoubtedly well-intentioned, any attempt to replace sugared beverages with aspartame-containing diet drinks will, in my opinion, have a devastating impact on the health of our children and adolescents. The alarming increase in obesity, type 2 diabetes, and a wide variety of behavioral difficulties in our children is obviously attributed to multiple factors, but I am convinced that one powerful force in accentuating these problems is the ever-increasing use of aspartame. Now, how does it cause obesity? First of all, it's masquerading as an additive when, in fact, it's a drug. And if you read the protest of the National Soft Drink Association on Doorway, at the bottom is Dr. Wortman's affidavit, and he says that aspartame makes you crave carbohydrates, so you gain weight. And it's extremely addictive, and the reason is it liberates free methyl alcohol, which causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes addiction. And there's a report on Doorway also by Dr. Roberts on addiction. It's, you know, the kids get hooked on it and you can't get them off of it. And then they did the Troco study in Barcelona, which showed that the formaldehyde converted from this free methyl alcohol accumulates in the cells and damages DNA, with most of the toxicity in the liver but substantial toxicity in the adipose tissue. That's the fat cells. So when you see these people with big hips and thighs, they're full of formaldehyde. And that's because aspartame is cumulative. All this is absolutely against the law. And, in fact, you may have heard about athletes dropping dead. They tried to blame it on ephedra. But the problem is that when they run, They deplete magnesium, which protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins like the aspartic acid in aspartame. And it damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. So they have about 7 minutes to live. And that's why today you can buy defibrillators across the counter because it is so common. But all this now, MSG also can cause obesity. But as far as what I have seen, I would consider that aspartame is the prime example of precipitating diabetes and also causing this obesity. And Dr. Sandra Cabot from Mission Possible Australia has written a good paper explaining it, the effect on the liver. When your liver is toxic, you can't even lose weight, and it's called Aspartame Makes You Fatter. And so all these doctors that are writing letters for the booklet to address these two issues are saying it's aspartame causing the obesity. It is aspartame mainly causing this increase in an epidemic of diabetes. And it's also in the medical text. Dr. Roberts wrote one as big as our Atlanta phone directory, 1,038 pages, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic. And Dr. Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, has written Excitotoxins, a Taste That Kills.
I've actually interviewed that man on this program.
Dr. Blaylock?
Yes.
Oh, he is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
And he puts out a newsletter on Newsmax. And he's just written a letter for our booklet telling the whole dirty story about aspartame very much as I've just told it to you and goes in again on these problems. And he said, and Dr. Blaylock has said, as far as the Ramazzini study, he said parents should be terrified knowing that their children are going to school and are using these things. And also the schools do not know that aspartame being a drug, and it damages what is called the mitochondria. It's like the energy in the cell, the life of the cell. And by doing that, it interacts with all drugs across the board. And it interacts with all vaccines. So here you've got a drug that, for instance, has 50% molecule of phenylalanine, which as an isolate is neurotoxic. It lowers the seizure threshold. It depletes serotonin. Well, when you deplete serotonin, you have manic depression, suicidal tendencies, mood swings, anxiety, paranoia, hallucinations. And then they come in and they medicate these kids. And aspartame interacts with all antidepressants.
What we've learned, let me get this out here. I get excited when I talk about this because this has been one of my bailiwicks here. The schools, I applaud them for taking aspartame-based products out of the kids' diets. Well, when I was in school, we didn't have a choice to buy Pepsi or Coca-Cola out of the vending machine or drink milk or whatever the case may be. But as I see this thing, Betty, I'm having a real problem here because we know this is a multi-billion dollar business. And the fact that these lawsuits have been dismissed, it tells me a lot. Now,
well, wait a minute. There's only one thing you also should know, that there was a man that filed these lawsuits and he had a lot of courage to do this. But he was doing it without attorneys. And the lawsuits that are coming out of New York are high-powered attorneys that mean to get the message to the public.
Now, when were those lawsuits? Because the ones that evidently this individual filed, and they were in Shasta County, California, and a couple other counties out there,
yeah,
that was back in 2004.
Right.
What? Where are we at with the New York lawsuits?
Okay, we are now taking the case histories, and just as soon as we get, three or four, maybe more, they're going to file right away.
Now, on 321recipes.com, are you familiar with their site?
Yes. Yeah, 50 okay. Doctors testifying how bad aspartame is.
Part of this in part reads, multi-billion dollar aspartame industry would like you to believe that aspartame kills is just an urban legend and that you have to drink 100 cans of diet soda a day to be harmed by the aspartame. They say that this is simply not true. Their main claim is that three components of aspartame are found in many natural foods and therefore are safe. Now, this is kind of like saying carbon monoxide is safe because all it contains is carbon and oxygen.
I just could shake those people.
The same components of carbon dioxide, the methanol, wood alcohol, which makes up 10% of aspartame and is highly toxic. The adult minimum lethal dose is only 2 teaspoons. is also found in some fruits and vegetables like tomatoes. However, they say methanol is never found in natural foods without ethanol. And pectin. It's antidotes. Now, if you will, ethanol and pectin prevent methanol from being metabolized into formaldehyde. And folks, for you folks out there that don't know what formaldehyde is, you'll never know in case you get embalmed because you'll already be dead. And formic acid, now the same chemical as a fire ant venom, which you know when that stings you, it really, really hurts. Now, both of these are deadly toxins. Now, as ethanol drip is even standard emergency room treatment for methanol poisoning, aspartame contains no ethanol or pectin. Therefore, the methanol is converted to formaldehyde and formic acid. Now, this is pretty scary stuff.
You know, you've hit it right on the button. You know, if I were to tell somebody, hey, don't drink this. It's got cyanide in it and arsenic, and it's gonna, you know, it'll kill you. They wouldn't drink it, but because of the propaganda from the company saying, oh, this is the building blocks of life and all this foolishness, they don't realize that aspartame is composed of nothing but poisons. First of all, you've got 40% aspartic acid, and as an isolate, it is an excitotoxin. Dr. John Olney did the original studies on aspartate, which showed lesions in the brains of mice in 1970. This is why he wanted to prevent approval of aspartame, because he knew it would do the same thing to the brains of our children. And he founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity, and then Dr. Blaylock wrote the book on it. And in this, the difference between a neurotoxin and an excitotoxin is a neurotoxin goes beyond the blood-brain barrier, but the aspartic acid seeps into the brain around the ventricles in the area most prominent for MS and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's disease. And so here you've got an absolute deadly poison that's going to stimulate the neurons of the brain to death and cause brain damage. Then you've got a methyl ester, which immediately becomes methanol. Two teaspoons have caused death. That converts to formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid, and formic acid. Then you've got phenylalanine, and you should hear the propaganda. Oh, we have phenylalanine in meat, milk, maybe 4% or 5%, but not 50%. And as an isolate, it's absolutely neurotoxic and causes the problems I mentioned, lowering the seizure threshold and causing all these behavioral and psychiatric problems. Then the molecule breaks down to a brain tumor agent. And they talked about the brain tumors it caused in original studies, but it also caused mammary, testicular, pancreatic, thyroid, uterine, ovarian. So it caused all these different tumors. It is, just as Dr. Siffredi said, a multi-potential carcinogen. So you got a witch's brew of poisons in this product. There's not a thing safe about it.
Yeah, and we can hear on the news that all the time we have prostate cancer is on the rise. Men over 45 or 50, they're urged to go get the examination once a year. We have more breast cancer in this country. We got fat little kids that now they're telling the doctors to check their blood pressure at the age of 3. And I'm with you. When I was growing up, we had a few chunky little kids around. There was always, you know, and that's by disposition and heredity and whatever else. And you know, that's how they were designed to, that's how God made them, and that's how they grew up. But you were right. There was only a couple of obese children that you'd ever see in your classrooms at an entire school. Now it's this national epidemic, and they can't figure out why. And for the life of me, I don't see where a company's profit is more important. And then turning around and then trying to block the information from coming forward. Doctor, I was not aware that when you went over to England that the government, and it had to come from the government to make a phone call to detain you at the airport, that had to come from government officials to do so. So we have governments that are afraid of you.
Yes, it was incredible. They didn't even ask my name. They went right to my suitcases and took out the aspartame material. I have to tell you something funny, though. After they'd locked me up for 3.5 hours, they said, follow me. I said, where am I going now? They said, you're going to the doctor. I said, how come? He says, well, you've been on a plane for 12 hours, and we want to know if you're fit to interrogate you. And I says, who gives you the right to interrogate me? So he goes into the doctor, and this man is roly-poly. My goodness, he must have weighed over 300 pounds. And he puts down Dr. Roberts' humongous book that says aspartame disease. And the first thing the doctor says is, aspartame disease, I use that. I said, well, you're going to die. And he says, but I'm diabetic. I said, well, you're going to die first. And about that time, another woman looked around. You know, she was part of immigration. She says, but my daughter has thyroid problems, and she uses Diet Coke. I says, well, don't worry about it. Just get her off of it, and it'll go back to normal. It causes hypo and hypothyroidism. She says, but they removed the thyroid. I said, oops, I knew I should have come a year earlier. And about that time, the doctor calls in the immigration people, and he says, now, you let her go, and I mean now.
I'll be darned. Well, we got to take the break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll start taking some of your phone calls at 800-313-9443 with my guest today, Dr. Betty Martini. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Let's go to the phones. Caller has a question here. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
All righty. Howdy, Betty.
Hi.
I have a specific question regarding aspartic acid. I'm learning about it today as an excitotoxin, right?
Right.
Okay, there's a product, a vitamin C supplement product that has aspartic acid. What do you think about that?
Well, that's 40% of aspartame. Don't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
And I'll tell you, Dr. Madeline Price is a biochemist, and she worked with the famed Dr. Oney, you know, who I said founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity. And she worked side-by-side with him for 30 years. And so as all this got exposed about the ingredients in aspartame, people kept saying, but, you know, aspartic acid's in this, and here's a vitamin that's got phenylalanine in it. And I asked them over and over, since they are the world experts, what about this and anything else? And Dr. Price made it very simple. Phenylalanine is phenylalanine is phenylalanine. Anything that's got aspartic acid in it, do not buy it. She said, it's simple and cut dry. You cannot isolate these two amino acids. So if it's got aspartic acid in it, don't use it. Take it back to the health food store.
I see another vitamin product that has a list of mineral ascorbates in it, and one of the forms is potassium citrate, potassium ascorbate, and potassium aspartate.
Okay, aspartate. That's aspartic acid, and this is something like Dr. Blaylock, for instance, tells everybody, even if you're not an aspartame victim, always take magnesium because it protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. And there are several kinds of magnesium, and you know, some do better than others. But he said if you ever see anything together like magnesium aspartate, do not buy it because aspartate and aspartic acid are the same, and that's the excitotoxin that does so much damage in aspartame. And no matter what you put it in, it's the only way that, you know, if you have all the amino acids together, 20 of them, the way God made things, they're in sync and they don't harm you. Once you, there's certain amino acids like cysteine, aspartic acid, and phenylalanine, you simply cannot isolate.
My one last thing is, doctor, I can't think of a better way to serve up poison than Jell-O brand gelatin, heating it up like that.
Well, you know, this is almost comical if it wasn't so sad. But, you know, aspartame was approved in 1981 in dry products because they said that it you can't heat aspartame. Okay, well, you tell me that if you take gelatin and heat it, or you put equal in a cup of hot coffee, what have you done? You've heated it up. So even approving it in dry products should not have been so, and that's when they approved it in these gelatin products. And then after all these years explaining that it breaks down at 86 degrees, in 1993 the FDA just gave heed to the wind, turned around, and approved it for baking. After they had admitted over and over again, you cannot heat it.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Dylan. I appreciate it. And when we get back here, we'll have Dr. Betty Martini answer the question a caller called in, didn't want to get on air, but he asked the question, what about Splenda? And we'll get into a few more facts of who the FDA commissioners were and, well, how they were rewarded for their fine work and the review panels and everything else. So we'll do that with Dr. Betty Martini and a few international shortwave listeners out there. The next hour can be found at 5.050 at WWRB out of Tennessee, USA. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes with my guest today, Dr. Betty Martini, along with your calls at 800-313-9443. Nobody that's drinking, you know somebody that's drinking this poison? You need to listen to the show and maybe have them tune in. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.